You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
7 years, making American lending and monetary policy very cheap. Some argue the FOMC should have raised rates a long time ago, and others are saying now is not the time, especially if you take global economic conditions into consideration. The other word on the street is that Wall Street has already priced a small hike, 0.25%, into the American stock markets. So if American central bankers do raise the federal funds rate, the decision will have little impact on the stock markets, much less on the American economy. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Actor Edward Norton is helping a Syrian refugee family settle in the U.S. The Oscar-nominated star has raised more than $385,000 for the man and his two surviving children. Norton said he was moved to tears when he read about the man, whose wife and daughter were killed in a missile attack on their home in Syria. NORAD will celebrate 60 years of successfully tracking Santa's journey across the world this Christmas, and it all began with a typo in an ad. A local Sears store ran an ad in the Colorado Springs Gazette in 1955, but the phone number in the ad was wrong. Kids trying to call Santa were instead connected to Air Force Colonel Harry Shoup, who told the kids he was tracking Santa on radar. He'll continue to keep them up to date this year and at the website NORADSanta.org. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The weather today, according to what I'm reading, says scattered showers, mainly after 4 o'clock. Well, when I came in about a half hour, 45 minutes ago, the sun was brightly shining and it wasn't cloudy at all. But it's supposed to be high near 65, south wind 6 to 8 miles an hour. And tonight there's supposed to be showers and thunderstorms before midnight and then scattered showers after midnight with a low around 52, south winds 8 to 13 miles an hour becoming west after midnight. They said the chance of precipitation is 90%. And new precipitation amounts is 0.25 to 0.5 inch is possible. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 63, west winds 14 to 17 miles an hour. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 37, west winds 5 to 11 miles an hour. And Wednesday, sunny with a high near 52, light and variable winds. Wednesday night will be a slight chance of showers after 8 p.m., it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 40, and the chance of precipitation is 20%.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
If any of you heard me talking before, you realize I didn't shut the mic off. But that's okay. Like I was telling our guest, I'm human. I make mistakes. A lot of them, actually, asked my wife. You're listening to Mental Health Matters, which is brought to you compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And it is NAMI's hour. I am your host, Larry Cartwright. And NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. There is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We have no office, no paid staff. We work out of our houses. And as someone once told me not too awful long ago, at least we don't have a high concentration of traffic when you walk from your living room to the kitchen. And so I agree. You know, it's kind of cool. But what we try to do is try to help families who have someone in their family who has a mental health issue. And it doesn't have to be blood. It can be someone you work with, your best friend, your next door neighbor, or it could be someone in your family. And how we do that is we do it in various ways. One of the ways we do it is we teach a 12-week family-to-family class, which goes into medication, side effects, what to do, what not to do in certain situations. And we try to help the family or the caretaker learn a little bit more about what it's like, what their loved one or their friend or relative is going through. We also have what in this economy, a lot of times the husband and wife both work and sometimes don't get home early enough. And a lot of times the teachers during the week spend more time with the children than the parents, unfortunately. So we have a thing called educating the educators, which sort of enlightens the teachers in what to look for with the children or teenagers if they're going off, you know, if something's not right, and how to pick up on it. We also help and support education of the police officers about mental health. We don't want the police officers hurt when they respond to a call, but we don't want our loved one hurt either. So it's understandable that if we can teach a little bit more about what mental health is to the police officers, it works a lot better. And I have seen it work firsthand a lot better a couple times. Now, mental health matters. We are very, very privileged today to have with us Ellen Nelvin. Did I say that right?
You did.
Okay. Who is the executive director of Plan New Jersey. And if some of you out there are going, like I did the first time I heard it, what's Plan New Jersey? I'll let Ellen explain it. What is Plan New Jersey?
Oh, thanks for having me, Larry.
You're quite welcome. I enjoyed it.
So Plan New Jersey, PLAN, stands for Planned Lifetime Assistance Network of New Jersey. And we are a member of a national organization called the National Plan Alliance. And our mission is to help families answer the question, who will care for my loved one when I'm gone? So our services are intended to provide long-term support for individuals and family members to improve quality of life. What we're trying to do is to on a very individualized basis, assist with whatever areas of support a family member might need to live well in the community. Mm-hmm. So we do serve people with all different kinds of disabilities. We serve people with mental illness. We serve people with developmental disabilities, people with autism, cerebral palsy, physical disabilities, traumatic brain injury. And the services, the specific services we offer are special needs trust administration, which I'd be happy to talk with you more about. We are guardians. We're legal guardian for a number of individuals. And for many people, they need someone to look in on them on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So it's a form of case management or long-term care coordination.
Okay.
We call that service home visit monitoring.
Okay. Now, not every client that you have needs full-time care, so to speak. That's correct?
That's right. That's okay. Right.
So you give the care that is needed to that individual.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So okay. In terms of case management or this home visit monitoring mm-hmm. service that we offer, this is completely individualized. It depends on what the person needs. So some people have a lot of supports in the community. They may have an agency that supports them, that provides, that checks in on them on their in their home and maybe helps them with medication or with shopping or cooking right. or recreation. And so we are the oversight that makes sure that whatever those supports are working well.
Okay.
Sometimes there may be certain services that those agencies don't provide, like maybe trips to the doctor mm-hmm. or celebrating a birthday or just kind of the general things that a parent might actually do, looking in on kind of everything about the person's life
right.
and checking in on typically a monthly basis. So okay. we'll visit somebody in their home, typically monthly, and find out how things are going.
How did Plan New Jersey start locally here? Or in this area?
Yeah. We started actually 27 years ago.
Wow.
So we've been in business for a long time. We are a nonprofit organization. We started initially, we were started by the ARC of New Jersey.
Okay.
So we were established initially to serve people with developmental disabilities.
Right.
And then about 15 years ago, NAMI came to us and said, hey, people with mental illness need these services and supports just as much.
Yeah. How true.
Yeah, so, you know, care coordination, special needs trust administration, guardianship may be less of a need for a person with mental mm-hmm. illness than a person with a developmental disability, but there are often legal protections that
right.
someone might need because right. of vulnerability in different areas of their life.
What are, like, families or come with individuals with disabilities? Of all sorts, basically, okay? And they contact your organization. What are some of their immediate concerns? What are they mainly concerned about? What's going to happen to their loved one after they pass away? Or what are some of the other concerns? I'm sure that's not the only concern they have.
No, absolutely not. You're right that the lifelong concern is sort of the overarching issue is what's going to happen. Very often family members are very, very involved in the care and support right. of their loved one. And so they want to know who is going to do what they do. One of the issues is that nowadays healthcare is so good that the individuals are outliving their parents. So they're very worried about that. And there may be families who are fortunate enough to have siblings who are there to support and be right. involved in the person's life. But in some cases, either there are no siblings, or the siblings live far away, or they're just very, very involved in their own lives. They may have, you know, professions and kids and even kids with disabilities themselves.
You know, it's funny because I look at it, I told you we have four kids altogether, and I told you my youngest son has a mental health issue, and his siblings, you know, I try to tell them that what you're doing for your brother is cool, it's great, but you're his sibling, you're not his parent, you know, you have your own lives, you know, don't get so wrapped up in his that you lose yours, you know, or lose your, you know, train of thought for your life.
Right.
And I think that's where something like your plan comes in, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, the issues and questions are different for every family and every
sure.
individual. Very often housing is probably question number one. Where is he going to live, especially if the person is living
with
the family? They're concerned about, you know, so depending on if the person is able, what areas the person is able to manage themselves well and what areas they need support. But that is one of the functions of Plan New Jersey, is to kind of step in in the areas that the family may need. And in some cases, it's really just support for the siblings. Mm-hmm. Families tend to really, by necessity, get very well educated about the system. So if you're in the mental health system, what are the different services that are available and how do I access them and what do I do in case of an emergency? And,
right.
you know, if things are going well, but then suddenly, you know, the person is not doing so well, how do I respond in a way that reduces trauma and helps them do well? So in some cases, we are just a support for the sibling to call in and say, I can't manage this. Would you step in now? And then we'll, you know, you can mm-hmm. Back down and I'll take care of the day-to-day needs. Right. So we work in concert with families in many cases.
Okay. Guardianship's always complicated. Are there any basic issues that families have difficulty understanding in guardianship?
Yeah, guardianship is a tricky issue because families have to balance the issue of protecting their loved ones, could be in the area of safety, health, finances. So families want to be protective to make sure that they're safe and not exploited, but they also don't want to take away their loved ones' rights.
Right.
And guardianship is actually, you know, does take away certain civil liberties, even though the law has changed so that now there is a limited guardianship and the law requires that if a person is under guardianship that they have the right to self-determination. So guardians are required to inform the individuals they support. It's often, the term is sometimes used as a ward, a person. And so the guardian needs to involve the person in the decision-making, not just make decisions for them.
Yeah, but not all people who are eligible for guardianship can make cognitive decisions. And that's where guardianship a lot of times comes in. So I find it hard, you know, if someone has got a developmental issue and has trouble making decisions.
Right.
And we have to approach them to let them know that that doesn't make sense to me. Maybe it's just me and my ignorance, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, if you have someone that has trouble making decisions and you're asking them to make a decision on guardianship and what they can and can't do.
Well, the individual doesn't make that decision. It's professionals that will make that decision. So if a family sees, or a medical situation or mm-hmm. an agency sees that the person is not making decisions that are in their best interest, that keep them healthy and well, then it might be suggested to the court that they need a guardian. So there are different organizations that might step in that would say to the court, this person isn't safe and does need a guardian. The nice thing is that now there are this limited guardianship provisions that means that if a person is capable of making certain decisions for themselves, maybe they can't manage their finances at all and they're being exploited, but they may be able to make healthcare decisions for themselves. A limited guardian can be appointed in this way, or, you know, maybe they can manage their money fine. Or there's alternatives to guardianship. So maybe they have a representative payee for Social Security benefits, so somebody else makes sure that the rent gets paid. That's a service that Plan New Jersey also does. So that manages their day-to-day funds mm-hmm. from public benefits. They may have a trustee for a special needs trust. So then the finances are managed from a legal perspective without a guardianship. And then perhaps they can manage other decisions, housing decisions or residential decisions on their own or with support.
Or with support.
Right. Okay. Yep.
What is life care planning and why is it so important?
Yeah. The all the services that Plan New Jersey offers are under the auspices of life planning. And that involves legal, estate, and independent living planning. So we strongly urge families to get involved. Either they can come to Plan New Jersey and we will write a life plan with and for them to help identify all the different aspects of a person's support needs and make sure that there are roles, people to serve all the different roles related to legal, financial, and independent living planning. So we delve in great detail into all aspects of a person's life and make sure that their wishes, dreams, and preferences, as well as the families, are observed in the future.
Do you have to be excessively rich, for lack of a better term, to do life care planning?
Everyone, regardless of the amount of resources they have, should do a life plan, because a life plan is really that. It's information. It's communication to future caregivers, whether it is family or friends or Plan New Jersey staff or anyone that might be involved. And very often a life plan will determine that certain things, you know, what tasks are handled by what people. But a life plan itself can be done on their own. We give families guidebooks, guidelines, so that they can do it themselves if they don't have resources, but there are also different. So what we have to do is sort of take apart the different aspects of the plan. So when you talk about having funds, then we might be looking at the financial planning, and that's where special needs trusts come in, and we can talk about that.
Okay. Can a family with, say, modest means, can they do an adequate plan for their family member?
Yeah. So when we talk about assets, leaving funding available for an individual, this gets into the area of special needs trust planning. And the issue is that, unfortunately, there's a very, very high level of unemployment for people with disabilities, extremely high, 75% or more. Mm-hmm. And so many people with disabilities must rely for their health and safety and well-being on public benefits. And these public benefits are what we call means-tested. Their eligibility is determined by how much money the individual has.
Right.
So a special needs trust can be developed so that whatever means the family can leave to supplement and support, improve the quality of life for individuals, can be left in a trust. Now, granted, a trust may have to be written, it does have to be written by an attorney, but some families may choose to use a what's called a pooled trust, and Plan New Jersey operates a pooled trust that's called the Plan New Jersey Community Trust, and that's where it's already written by a very skilled attorney so that the trust document is written and it doesn't cost anything to plan for the future and leave whatever assets are available. And you have to remember that anything over $2,000 is the asset limit that a person with a disability can have in his or her name.
Right, or they lose their benefits. And that includes Social Security and disability and what have you.
Right. So many people are on receiving Supplemental Security Income, SSI, and that's only about $800 a month, and that's for food, clothing, and shelter.
Right.
So it's very hard to live on that.
Exactly.
So families really need to, as if there's any means possible, to set aside any resources to improve the quality of life of their loved one, a special needs trust is the way to do that. And the pooled trust is a good way to do that without when a family doesn't really think that they have a lot of assets that they can afford to leave.
What's the best way for a family to find an attorney that, if they have to get one, to set up a trust fund or whatever?
Yeah. One thing that's really important to know is that when a family is doing legal and estate planning for their loved one using an attorney, it's really important that they use somebody with great skill, a lot of experience. If they're going to write so we were talking a little bit about the pooled trust, and
right.
I'm happy to tell you more about that. where a family can just sign up to have a sub-account within the pooled trust. But with a private attorney, they're writing a special needs trust that is called a freestanding or solo trust. And so those trusts have to be written with great accuracy to follow the Social Security and Medicaid regulations. So the bottom line is making sure that it is either a certified elder law attorney or a specialist in disability, mm-hmm. and one that writes many, many special needs trusts,
right.
to make sure that it's done properly within the laws.
Right. And how do they find somebody like that?
The Plan New Jersey website has a list of resources. We have a directory of attorneys that have these skills, and
okay.
it's organized. People can select based on their geographic region and give mm-hmm. these attorneys a call and see whether they feel comfortable working with them.
Yeah, they'd have to be comfortable, I think, you know. My wife worked for an attorney all her working life, and, you know, you have to feel comfortable with the person. Otherwise, regardless of how intelligent they may be and how, you know, great they may be in a certain field, if you're not comfortable with them, you know, it's pretty much like a counselor. You know, if you go to a counselor and you can't build a connection, you're not going to go back.
Yeah.
You know, or a psychiatrist or a psychologist, whatever. You know, so I can understand that. You know, you have to have this bond somehow.
It's
you know?
True. You need the connection,
right.
and you need the expertise.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because this is really a critical aspect of
sure.
planning for their family's future.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we have to take a quick break. You're listening to Mental Health Matters, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and we're very privileged today to have with us Ellen Nalvin, who is the executive director of Plan New Jersey. And we've been planning. Yeah, we have actually, but we've been talking about what Plan New Jersey does and some of the services that it offers and so on and so forth. And how about we go back a minute to the Special Needs Trust? Maybe you could elaborate a little bit on that and talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah. One of the things that we talked about a few minutes ago was whether or not families have the means to leave funds mm-hmm. in a special needs trust. And there's kind of a misnomer when we hear the word trust, we think, oh, it must be a very, very wealthy person that can afford to have a trust. But in fact, first of all, Plan New Jersey was established so that we can take trusts of special needs trusts of any size. Typically, our minimum is $25,000. But there are very few other institutional kinds of banks, things like that, that will take small trusts. Mm-hmm. So we may recommend the use of our pooled trust or the Plan New Jersey Community Trust for a small amount of assets. But the bottom line is many families are kind of under a misconception that they should not leave anything for their loved one who has a disability if they're on public benefits because they're fearful that they will lose those benefits. But in fact, a special needs trust, if properly written by an expert attorney, as we talked about, is anything, those funds in that trust are exempt from any, but being considered an asset or a resource from the Social Security Administration or any other means-tested benefit. So housing vouchers, Medicaid, food stamps, social supplemental security income. So what that does is it allows for funds to be available with certain restrictions to meet and improve the quality of life for a person with a disability. So in essence, if a person is receiving Medicaid, which is kind of the essential medical program that covers doctor's visits, hospitalizations, prescription medications, it is most important that that benefit be preserved. If a person is in, for example, the Division of Developmental Disability, if they're not eligible for Medicaid, they will not be eligible for any services through the New Jersey Division of Developmental Disabilities. So by putting funds into a special needs trust, it has to be completely transparent. Medicaid, we're required to send accountings to Medicaid if they ask for it. But those funds can really enrich and improve the quality of life for someone. So we can use it to improve the quality of a wheelchair or a hearing aid or dental devices. We can buy televisions, computers, internet access, telephones, haircuts, transportation.
And that doesn't fall under the $2,000 maximum, right?
Right. These are funds that can be over and above the $2,000 that are in an account. So what happens is when a family has funds to leave for the benefit of their child, it gets put into a special bank account governed with a an employer identification number. Mm-hmm. And so we report and pay taxes to the IRS. So everyone knows about this, but it could be anything from, as I say, $25,000 to could be $1 million, right, and still be available to improve the life and of the person with a disability. And very often this is just essential to medical treatment or just basic happiness, health, and welfare. We can send somebody on a vacation. We can, you know, buy books. We can pay for schooling. Things that otherwise a person, if they're dependent on Social Security benefits, just couldn't afford. And life can be a little challenging without those extra resources.
When you have that special needs trust set up, does the person, for lack of a better word, overseeing it, do they invest that money, or do they just, whatever's there is there and that's it? Or
actually, it's required that we invest it. So Plan New Jersey serves as trustee to nearly 400 special needs trusts. And so we are required by law, that's governed by the Prudent Investor Act, that we must invest it. Okay. So we have a board of directors that oversees our investments, and we hire an investment manager who does make investments, and they follow an investment policy statement that our board has developed that makes sure that there's nothing risky about the investments, but the funds are required to be invested so that they grow. And
true, because if you put $25,000 into an account and there's nothing except the low interest rate, that'll be exhausted in a couple of years.
That's right. And, you know.
Yeah, and if you take somebody that's 25, they may live to whatever, you know, I mean, at least another 25 years,
probably longer than that.
But, you know, even being a minimum another 25 years and, you know, that 25,000 may not make it for 2 years.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes people ask us, well, how much is enough? And the bottom line is, you know, the more you can leave for the benefit of your child, the better for it to improve their lifetime. Right. Because as you say, people are living a very, very long time and their quality of lives are improved tremendously by these funds. And then the remainder funds after the person passes away, if it's planned for in advance properly, then the remainder funds, if there's anything left, go to whomever the family names to receive the remainder, whether it's a charity or another sibling or children.
Right, whatever.
Yeah. So these funds can make a really big difference. And very often families may use life insurance to fund a trust. So if they think that they don't have a lot of assets themselves, this is one way for families to plan ahead to leave some additional resources to supplement their loved ones' care and well-being.
Mm-hmm. Approximately how many people do you serve or have served or are serving, whatever the case may be?
Yeah. In our last year, we served over 800 people.
Wow.
And that is up from about 100 people 10 years ago. So we've really experienced tremendous growth, and we're very, very happy because we're really very stable. Our board and staff went through a strategic planning exercise recently, and our goals are growth and sustainability, quality assurance, and governance. And all of those goals really are very forward-looking because we're doing very, very well in really anticipating that we'll be here for the lifetime of all the people that need us.
Right.
We actually have about 160 future life plans where families are saying to us, down the road, whenever I need you to step in, whether it's as legal guardian or as for case management services, the home visit monitoring services that we offer, or for special needs trust administration. So we have a lot of families that we know already are looking forward to using our services down the road.
Well, how big of a board of trustees do you have?
We have 14 members at the moment. So we range between about 12 and 14, and it's a wonderful group of people. According to our bylaws, our board have to be 51% family members of people with disabilities. So they have very, very important, focus on what's going to benefit our the clients, the individuals that we serve. Many of our board members are future clients. They, you know, their children will be our clients down the road.
Right.
And they have wonderful skills. So we've got nurses, we've got doctors who are advisors, we've got social workers, we've got two Rutgers professors, and we've got people who are finance experts. We've got a CPA.
That's what I was going to ask. You know,
we do, yeah. We have a wonderful committee of the board that are absolutely expert in finances. And so they do the oversight of the investments. So every quarter they look at all the accounts, the performances, and ask questions or request changes of the people that manage the funds
right.
we have.
Right.
We actually have $64 million in assets under trust administration. So, and that's up from about $8 million 10 years ago. So we've had tremendous growth.
Right.
And we're very pleased that the community has really determined us as to be an essential resource for future planning for their loved ones.
Sure. On your website, there's a term, circle of support. What does it mean to an individual with a disability? And what does it mean to me? And, I don't quite understand it. But
Circle of support is part of a very, very important philosophy in the disability world that we call person-centered planning. And what that means essentially is that the person is in the center of the process and that we're not thinking of them as a disabled person, but as a person who has specific challenges. So we use the term person-first language to help us to illustrate the fact that a person may have schizophrenia or they may have severe depression or they may have autism or cerebral palsy, but they are a person first. They're a brother and they may
Absolutely.
Have a parent. They are a student. They are a housemate, a roommate. They are all these things. They're an employee and they also have challenges that they have to manage. So a person-centered planning, when we do planning, we think of it as a circle of support, a group of people, not just professionals, not myself as a professional or our staff saying you will do this or this is what's good for you. It's what do you want? What are your wishes? What do you want for your life and how do we help you get there? So it also involves family and friends, neighbors, and not just professionals in the planning process, putting the person right in the middle and making sure that their life is considered and their dreams and interests.
When I teach the family-to-family class, I don't do it with my wife. She teaches also because we'd like to stay married. But yeah, I think we've only done it twice in the last 12 years. But when I teach it, I'll say to the people in the class, remember that the person with this mental health issue is a person underneath that mental health issue.
That's right.
Now, they may not be the person that you remember that you held in your arms when they were 3 months old, and they may act differently now, but it's not the person that's changed, it's the illness that's causing them to act that way. So try to remember that when you're having a situation, that there's a person under that illness.
That's right. That's right.
And like all of them, or like you meant autism or, you know, muscular dystrophy or whatever the case may be, there's a person under there.
That's right. So we have to think about who are they and what do they like and what are they good at and what are their what makes them happy and you know, what are their interests very specifically and really be focus on those things.
Right.
And then if there are challenges or limitations, we have to think about how do we support them.
Right.
So we very often use terms like people with differing abilities or just people.
Right.
So that we think about just, you know, we all as we age we have issues that we have to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So
I know that very well.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, and the other part of that philosophy, the person-centered support, is really understanding how important self-determination is. Sometimes when a person has very significant symptoms of an illness or significant disabilities as a result of a developmental disability of one sort or another or an intellectual disability, sometimes we forget that they have a lot of capacity, that intelligence is expressed in many, many, many ways.
Right.
So we have to find the ways that the person is skilled and able to participate. And so this self-determination concept is we have to find ways of helping them to make good decisions for themselves.
Right. And, you know, it's using the example, autism.
Right.
Sometimes people with autism don't speak.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that, you know, there was the ARC, I guess, was selling T-shirts last year or so. At one of the food stores, and I bought one, and it says, if I'm trying to think of how to, if I want to get it exactly, I want to get it right. Just because I can't speak doesn't mean I have nothing to say.
Yes, exactly.
That's true.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
It's, and a lot of, like I said, a lot of times autism, the people can't speak. And but that doesn't mean that they don't have anything to say or that they don't have anything to contribute to society, or that doesn't mean that they can't have likes or dislikes or whatever. There's a human being under that autism.
Absolutely. And we have
to, and a lot of times we forget that.
Yeah.
You know,
our challenge is to find what do they like, what do they want, how can they contribute?
Right.
And there's a lot of strength, even if somebody doesn't. Isn't able to speak. So
right.
How do we get at those strengths and not make overall judgments mm-hmm. about people,
exactly.
but find out what they're good at doing, what kinds of functioning they're capable of doing, and only intervening where they need the support.
Right.
Yeah.
We've been as a state facing economy.
Yes.
Fund reductions for here and there and everywhere. Has that had an impact on Plan New Jersey?
It has had an impact on Plan New Jersey's clients, the families we support, the individuals that we support, for sure. And I think it's one of the reasons for our dramatic growth in the numbers of families that we are serving and supporting, because families realize that they must take action. They must do this planning for themselves. I'll use the example of the people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Huge changes have happened with the New Jersey Division of Developmental Disabilities, where now only people who are eligible for Medicaid may receive any services at all. And so if there are a little bit of assets that put them over just the $2,000 income there or asset test, they're no longer eligible. So they special needs trusts are a good solution to that challenge. But in addition to that, they have Division of Developmental Disabilities is moving to a fee-for-service model. And so agencies, nonprofit agencies that are providing support services are scrambling to try to manage this new form of funding, and it's a very difficult and confusing time. In addition, the New Jersey Division of Developmental Disabilities transferred all children to the Department of Children and Families, and that the Department of Children and Families set up what's called the Children's System of Care. But this is creating a lot of difficulty and challenge and confusion for family members of children under the age of 21, because they're no longer served by DDD, Division of Developmental Disabilities. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. it's been a very big challenge to bring the system up to speed to provide services for parents of kids with autism and other developmental disabilities who need some support.
You're right. And it's true. They do need support, you know.
Right.
I don't like asking about money, but I'm sure that people out there are saying, well, this is great, but how much does it cost?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah. I have to ask.
Sure, you know? Sure. We are a nonprofit organization,
right.
and so we do everything we can to keep our budgets within as close. Our board is uh-huh. very careful monitoring our services. But yes, our services for guardianship and special needs trust administration and case management are a fee-based service. Very often, those services are funded out of a special needs trust, and so that's how families think about planning for these very essential services. So if you are if your child needs a guardian, you must think about how are you going to provide for that, and typically those are funded privately or they're funded. There are some state-based guardianship services, but those are far less than desirable.
Right.
So our services, it averages for guardianship services anywhere between $4,000 a year and sometimes up to $6,000 a year, depending on the need of the person. If somebody's living in a home and they have a lot of support services, could be even less than $4,000 a year because their lives are managed well, and we're only doing oversight and maybe helping with transitions if there needs to be a change of housing or other support services.
Right.
Trust administration, again, the fees come out of the trusts themselves, and again, we invest those fees. So very often the investments will cover the cost
cover the cost.
Fees. Right. And that our fees are either $1,800 a year or the statutory rate. There's a rate set by New Jersey statute, which is a calculation.
Mm-hmm.
And so those...
Calculation on how much is in the trust?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yep. So it's 0.5% of the principal in the trust plus 6% of the income that's earned on the trust. So our fees go down if the market's not doing well, and so that's how that's managed.
Okay.
We also do a lot of fundraising because people do honestly age out of their funds. We ask families to do their best to plan for the future. If they're asking Plan New Jersey to provide lifetime support, but we know that sometimes that isn't manageable. So we write a lot of grants for scholarship funds for people for whom we're guardian. We would never drop a guardian and so we have to find other ways to raise funds to support those services.
Okay. I don't know how to ask this. Mom to mom. I know someone that works for mom to mom. It's in Rutgers.
Right, yes.
And I wasn't aware, but also in that same room, there's vet to vet, cop to cop, something else. I can't remember what it is. Part of Plan New Jersey?
They're not linked to Plan New Jersey, but you may have seen that the Mom to Mom network on our website. And the reason you saw that is that the other critical, we've talked a lot about financial planning and protecting public benefits because they're so essential to people's needs, but the independent living aspect is as big as life. It could be housing, it could be healthcare, it could be recreation, it could be so many different things. And so the independent living aspect of life planning involves understanding all the different resources that are available. So one of the things we do on our website and also when families come to us to consult with us on their life planning needs for their loved one, we will refer them to different organizations. And Mom to Mom is one of the really wonderful organizations. So we talk about that. We have other resources on our website and that we give to families to help them understand where else can you go for help. You know, you and I were talking earlier about a family who we may or may not be able to assist, but we never have somebody walk away empty-handed. We'll have them walk away with other places to go. Okay.
Right.
You know, if this doesn't work, then let's try this resource. So we're trying to help people move through this very confusing system of services and supports and help them get through that maze and reduce some of the confusion and challenge that families face.
The reason I know about this is because the woman that I know that does Mom to Mom is the treasurer for NAMI New Jersey, NAMI Hunterdon.
So she's and told you how good an organization
that
is.
Her and I do monthly presentations, and that's how I know that, you know,
oh, there
that
you
she's
go.
Well, part of it. And I also know that in that same room at Rutgers, there's vet to vet and cop to cop and what is it? There's something else in there too, but I can't think of what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. There are so many different agencies and organizations. And one of the things that's very challenging for families is that they're very often just moving from place to place to place, trying to find the right level of resources. And one of the things that is the beauty of Plan New Jersey is that we have such a high level of expertise. Most of our staff have master's degrees. Our board understands really pretty much every aspect of the social services community, whether it's the mental health system or the developmental disability system or children or the different specific types of disabilities. We can usually help them cut through that maze and get to the services and supports that they need. And that's part of our mission, is to help families with resource development, because it does take a village. It's cliche, but you'd really need a lot of support to figure out how to maintain a person to live well and be as independent as possible.
Right, exactly.
For their future life.
Do you have any new programs or special events planned for 2016?
We do, and I'm so glad you ask. We are planning our awards event on May 12th, 2016. It's going to be held at the New Jersey Law Center, and we would love to have families come and attend. It is, of course, a fundraiser. We're always looking for supports to support all of our different programs and services. If you don't mind, I'll make a plea for some specific supports that we need. We do take donations on our website through PayPal, and we're looking for donations, as I say, specifically for our scholarship program, because when a family does ask us to provide home visit monitoring for the lifetime of their child or for guardianship services, we want to do everything we can to maintain those services for their lifetime. So we're always looking for donations for our scholarship services. And then the other thing, as I mentioned, our dramatic growth from 100 clients to 800 clients in 10 years, we are using technology. So we need help to purchase a new network server, and we need help with some other technology. We need a new phone system so that we can really expand, because we're getting a good, 75 new clients every year, maybe more.
That's awesome.
We appreciate your help.
How does someone, if they want to contact you, do that?
They can call me directly if they like, and I'll direct them to exactly which area they're particularly interested in, whether they are specifically want more information about special needs trusts or about guardianship or about life planning or home visit monitoring, this long-term case management services. They can go on our website and click the Plan New Jersey info email, or they can just give us a call, and they'll be directed to
get
some help. It's 908-575-8300. 8300, and we welcome calls.
A lot of time has flown by, and I can't thank you enough, Ellen, for coming on. And I will tell you this, you will come back. I have to have you back on.
Okay, no problem.
Because
I
think there's a lot more that we can talk about, and there's other issues and such. And you've been listening to Mental Health Matters, and we've had Ellen Nalvin on from the Executive Director of Plan New Jersey. And if you didn't know what Plan New Jersey was before, I certainly believe you will know what it is now. And I am very happy that you have been here. It's been a pleasure. And remember, folks, we'll see you again next week, same time, same station, and mental health really does matter.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. President Obama says coalition forces are hitting ISIS targets in Syria and Iraq harder than ever.
We have to be smart, targeting ISIL surgically with precision. At the same time, our partners on the ground are rooting ISIL out town by town, neighborhood by neighborhood, block by block.
Obama claims his anti-ISIS strategy is moving forward with a great sense of urgency on multiple levels. Obama hosted a high-level meeting at the Pentagon. He has faced growing criticism over his anti-ISIS strategy since the terror attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California. A new poll shows Donald Trump is increasing his lead over the rest of the Republican presidential candidates. A Monmouth University poll out today shows the billionaire real estate mogul with 41% support. That's a 27-point lead over the second choice, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Marco Rubio is third with 10%, and Ben Carson is next at 9%. This is USA Radio News.